Hi. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. So I'm feeling a bit gingered, which is good. I'm kind of stepping into crypto, which I quite like. And just for the fun of it, let me know where you're listening from. So can you drop a comment or tweet at me? Where are you listening to this podcast? What part of the world are you listening from? Just to give me an idea of the spread and maybe give me some inspiration as to what kind of content that I should do going next. The ultimate aim for this podcast in the next 1 year is I want it to have content across all African markets. So I might do content on a stock listed in Malawi, Kenya, Uganda, because you know there's more to investing in the stock market than Nigeria, right? So that is the final destination for this podcast. So hold me to that. Anyways, I'm going to do something a bit different today. I'm looking at a stock that is involved in the crypto space. I quite find that space interesting. I remember writing on crypto. Then I was at Narrametrics. Narrametrics is an amazing business media platform. Do check them out. I started writing on crypto in 2016. Then, and when we used to do so, we get very angry comments. People would say, how can you be writing on crypto? This is a scam. Why is this here? I mean, people have divergent views when it comes to crypto. Warren Buffett, I think, is it Warren Buffett or Charlie Munger? One of them calls it rat poison. I think that's an extreme. Everything you can say about crypto, whatever the weaknesses are available in your regular everyday naira and dollars. So that's an extreme view. Anyways, I'm looking at Coinbase numbers. Coinbase is a crypto exchange. It's one of the few, if I recall correctly, probably the only crypto exchange that is listed in the US. I'm not aware of any other. Who knows? Maybe there could be more tomorrow. So it's one of the few listed crypto exchanges. It is also one of the few exchanges that kind of embraced regulation. Some would argue that slowed them down. So the elephant in the room is Binance. Then you have Coinbase. You have a few other exchanges. Maybe I should do a piece on Big Five exchanges. Crypto exchanges in the world. So Coinbase embraced regulation early. It slowed them down a bit. I'm in that camp. But it also helped them as well, because embracing regulation means that you have to pay less fines and you don't have the issues Binance has had to face all around the world, right? I've also followed the company since it listed. Coinbase joined the Nasdaq exchange, I think, April 14, 2021. I wish I could lay my hands, or maybe I'll do a throwback on the website where I talked about the stock when it got listed. So it's about 4 years. It will be about 4 years as a listed company in the next few months, April 2025. It was listed at a reference price of $250 per share, but if you look at the all-time price chart, and you could just do a Google search, so if you search for Coinbase share price, you would see that it's down about what, 10% or so. So really, for people who have held this stock since then, they've not made much money. You might also argue that it's a timing thing. Stock prices go up and down daily. I'm looking at the all-time chart for this stock, Max. It's down 20%. That hasn't bad. So it means that if you got in around 342, at some point in time, the stock hit what? Long story short, it's not too bad. The only problem I have is that the stock has a couple of weaknesses. Most of their money is made from retail trading. Every day, people like you and I buying and selling crypto. The challenge with that model is when crypto is hot, everybody wants to get into it. One of the ways I know that crypto prices are going to reverse is when I'm on Twitter and I see lots of how do I buy crypto? Oh, XYZ made 10x from crypto. How much do I need to get into crypto? Once I see lots of tweets like that, I know crypto prices are about to go down because people are rushing in, right? So their model has, it's not sustainable that way. You want to kind of switch the model to having institutional players patronize you because their portfolios are more steady. But everyday person, you know, crypto is hot today, I put money. Crypto is down, I remove my money. And yeah, you make your commissions, but you want stability, right? So that's the first weakness that they have. The second weakness is a bulk of that money is from trading in Bitcoin and Ethereum. 40% of their trading revenue is from trading in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Now, it's not surprising because those are like the big two coins in the world, right? But if something happens, what are they going to do? So if something happens and Ethereum gets knocked, or Bitcoin doesn't trade, or anything, I mean, just being random, something happens, what are they going to do? So those are weaknesses that they have. Other than that, 2024 was an amazing year for them. They made over 6 billion in revenue, 6.5 billion to be exact. And they made a profit after tax of 2.5 billion. So it was a good year for them. The only challenge is this revenue is cyclical, meaning some years quarters good, some quarters bad. So, you know, that's something they will have to deal with. How has this stock fared so far this year? Let's see. It's up 6.65%, which isn't bad. I mean, if you're looking at it from an inflation angle, they've beat inflation, but that's pretty tiny as a gain. So it's not a bad company. From a valuations perspective, it's trading at 48.3 times earnings. In simple terms, it means that people are willing to pay 48.3 times more than what the company has earned. Why? It has strong growth rates. I think it is a bit pricey. I don't think those rates are right now sustainable. So I find this stock pricey, but if thou be a person of faith and you believe that, hey, this firm is going to continue growing earnings at, say, maybe 30-40%, then it doesn't look so pricey. So it depends on the angle that you come from. I'm sitting on the fence when it comes to this. In my view, if it comes down, say, I mean, I'm looking at the 5-year low, it's around, I don't think we'd ever get to that price. 5-year low is around what, $35-$36? That's unlikely to happen. You need something major happening in crypto. Yes. But if we were to come down to say maybe $200-ish a share, then yeah, it starts to look interesting. But those are my views. It is not investment advice in any way, shape, or form. Please do not forget that. If you found this useful, please like, share, and subscribe. On a mischievous note, even if you didn't find this useful, you don't like crypto, please. I'm spelling the please in PLIS, please like, share, and subscribe. It helps with visibility. opportunity for the podcast, and that helps with algorithms and all those things. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions, send your questions to info@greentickerdeals.com. Sorry if you're tired of misspelling the email address on every podcast. I'd have to do so till I get subtitles. So it's info@greentickerdeals.com. If you found that a lot, you can simply tweet at me, QUANSIMODO on Twitter. You can also send or tweet at GREENTICKERTALE on X. That's the new name for Twitter. So if you found this useful, please subscribe. Don't just play halfway and go and fry plantain. You can listen to the podcast and fry plantain. I promise you that the plantain will not get burnt. So please do so. Anyways, that's on a lighter note. Have yourselves a great trading day or week ahead.